to Tony's with your hair, we will give it first-class care at prices that you can afford. It's even cheaper if you're bald. So, why don't you come to Tony's and meet Victor Spinetti as Tony, Derek Giler as Stanley, and Deborah Watling as Maisie, with Norma Ronald, Robert Gillespie, Mike Grady, and Edward Kelsey.
Well, sir, I think I can say, without any fear of contradiction, that this is the worst piece of hairdressing that I've ever seen. Don't you agree with me, Maisie?
It's terrible.
Well, it's worse than that. Who cut your hair last?
The missus. Well, she said she wanted me to look different.
What did she use? Edge clippers?
Here, how did you guess? Oh, anyway, I was hoping Tony'd be here to put it right. When's he back from dinner?
We don't know. He's not usually late.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind, I'll come back when Tony's around.
Well, there's no need for that. I can do it for you.
Yeah, but you're new here, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, look, I mean, I'm one of the best hairdressers in the world.
Who says so?
I do. Oh, listen, sir, I know what I'm talking about.
Stanley's very good. You'll be all right.
Oh, well...
That's right, sir. Come on now, be decisive. Just take a seat.
Oh, Tony. In my hair, it's... Not too far gone, is it?
Let's have a look. A bit off here and a little bit off there. Oh, and this big clump off here. I'm sorry. No, that's your ear. Yeah, it's a bit of a pity we couldn't glue a bit on there, isn't it? Still, I mean, you can wear a cap for a couple of weeks, can't you?
Like Elton John?
No, not much.
Right, so then, sir, here we go.
Here's Tony.
Oh.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm singing down the drain. I'm singing down the drain.
You look pleased with yourself.
See?
I know. The Chinese takeaway puts spaghetti and chips on the menu.
No, I give number 24 the miss today.
You haven't had any dinner?
No, I've been shopping. I've been out to buy this radio. Look.
Oh, it's smashing, Tony. That must have set you back a bit.
It set me back a lot, Mamma Mia. But it's for the shop, eh? For the music while the customers have the hairs done. Hey, Stanley, what do you think?
Oh, give me the music of the electric clippers any day.
Nah, it's a modern thing, Stanley, eh? Huh? Sweet music all the time. It calms the nerves. It soothes the savage breast.
What? Even Mrs. Gladwin's?
Well, maybe not. It's too big a job, even for the music. But the music, it helped the customers relax. I show you.
Oh. For heaven's sake, Tony, will you switch off that row? Switch it off.
I can't see the customers relaxing to that, Tony.
Look, it's not all the pinky punky rockies. You see, this will make the big difference to our business.
Yeah, it'll probably ruin it.
Look, I don't care. I pay plenty of money for this radio and it stop here in the salon, eh?
Hey, you're not going to leave it here, are you?
What do you mean?
You've seen the papers, haven't you? This lunatic who's breaking into hairdressers, wrecking the places.
See, but...
He's right, Tony. This bloke's done over 6 salons in the last week all round this area.
You're lucky he ain't done you.
He will when he hears that noise coming from that radio.
All right. I take the radio home every night.
You know, this bloke must be a right nutter. Just doing over hairdressers.
Gosh, a big worry for us. But I have made this special plan.
I didn't know that.
See, this morning... I see the sergeant down the police station. He's going to pop in, check all of the bolts and the locks to make the Tony safe like the Bank of England. Hmm?
Look, Tommy, if that maniac wants to get in, he'll find a way.
No.
Oh, frankly, he'd be wasting his time. I mean, there's nothing here worth damaging.
That hasn't stopped him so far. Look at the mess at Boris's salon. Broken chairs, cracked wash basins, all over the shop.
And that's before he started wrecking the place.
Hey, I hope the police keep the loony out of the Tony's, eh?
Well, as my old granny in Liverpool used to say, whatever will be, will be.
No, Stanley, that's a che sera, sera. It's Italian saying.
Then they must have got it from my old granny. Well, sir, there we are. Finished. What do you think of that?
Here, what about my sideboards?
Yeah?
They're uneven.
Well, I mean, they will be if you sit with your head tilted on one side, won't they?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, Maisie.
Yes?
You start to clear up now.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Well, it's nearly time to go home, eh?
Yes.
And it's important to get everything locked and bolted, eh?
Yes.
And I haven't had no dinner. My tummy is rumbling like the train in the tunnel. And my mama tell me she got a special dinner for me tonight.
Yes?
Yeah? So let's shut up the shop, eh?
Yes. Yes.
There, Antonio. How you like your dinner? It's a good, eh?
It's a beautiful, ma'am.
And the pasta, it was just right.
Si,
eh?
So good.
And the sauce, it was nearly as good as I make myself, see?
Si, it was. What do you mean? You don't make my dinner?
Well, but it was a good, eh?
Mama, who's been making my dinner tonight? You tell me, eh? You got some woman in that kitchen?
No.
Some woman you want me to marry, eh?
Guy, would your mama do such a thing?
Si.
But it's for your own good I do this. I want to see my little Tonio with the wife.
How many times do I tell you? I don't want to get married till I find the right girl.
You ain't been looking very hard.
I don't need to. The way you've been hiding women all over the house this last 6 months. I open the cupboard. This woman pop out. You say, Tonio, this is your cousin Lucia from Bethnal Green. She cook a pasta for zoo, magnifico. And she's a single. Mom, it's not safe to walk in my own house anymore.
Is this my little Tonio who talks to me?
Mama, please, you tell Tonio who you got hiding in that kitchen.
He's a no one.
Huh?
She's coming round later.
Ah.
To see how you like the dinner she cooked for you.
What?
It's a Betty Bonetti.
Betty Bonetti? Now you scrape the bottom of the buckets.
Tonio!
Betty Bonetti, mamma mia, she's the big bore.
It's not true.
All the time she talk about the Coronation Street and the cross to the roads. She don't talk about nothing else. She don't know about nothing else.
She is a good cook.
I don't care. I don't care if she wear the cordon bleu on her apron. I don't like her.
But she likes my Tonio. And she coming to help you do the washing up.
Mama, you trying to drive me crazy, eh? The soapy sads for the washing up, I don't mind. But the soapy operas while I'm doing it is too much. Mama mia, I am going out.
But Betty is here in a minute.
Si. I come back after she's gone.
I tell you, if you walk out through that door, you don't come back in through that door, because it will be locked.
Okay, so I stay out tonight at the salon.
Hey, you mean you stay out all night?
Si.
But where are you going to sleep?
I sleep on the washi basin.
But you don't sleep easy. You get the cramps, the pain in the neck.
Not so much a pain in the neck as I get from Betty Bonetti. Good night.
Hey, you forgot to kiss your mama goodbye.
Hey, how could my mama do this to me, eh? Driven out of my own house by Betty Bonetti. She must be the world expert on the Coronation Street, and I bet she got the shares in the Cross the Roads and Motel. Oh, it's so bad. You know, it's like a drug, these soapy operas. If it hadn't been for Betty Bonetti, I could be home now watching a Dallas. Instead of which, I sit out here with the hooting owls, mamma mia, what a life.
Good evening.
Huh? Good evening.
Do you mind if I join you?
No, 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 please sit down.
Thank you. You're new here, are you?
How do you mean?
Sitting here. I normally sleep on this bench.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
no,
to...
No, 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 don't apologise. It's a pleasure to have company. Gets very lonely sometimes, it does, all on your own.
See?
I'm out here in all weathers, you know. I freeze in the winter.
See?
Yes. Last winter, my boots froze together in the night. I had to hop about for 2 hours till they thawed out. I felt like Bugs Bunny, you know.
See? Yeah. Hey, look at the time. I gotta go.
It's really nice to have someone to talk to for a change.
See?
Usually there's just me and the owls. Woohoo, they say to me. Woohoo. Do you know what I say to them?
No.
Woohoo.
See? Look, I gotta go. Right?
That's so they don't attack me.
Attack you?
Yeah, oh yeah, owls peck your eyes out, you know. Especially if they think you're a mouse.
Why should they think you are in the mouse?
Well, sometimes I talk to mice.
I go.
But I put my hands over my head because of the owls. That's why it makes a nice change to talk to another human being.
See? I can see that. Look, it's nice talking to you, but...
No, I don't mind if you sleep on this bench as well. You can have the upper bunk.
What do you mean, the upper bunk?
The seat. I'll have the grass underneath. I talk to worms, you know. Mind you, they haven't got much conversation.
No, look, it's very kind of you, Mr. C, but I am sleeping tonight at my salon.
Salon?
Si, it's a shop. I am a hairdresser.
Oh, an Italian hairdresser?
Si.
Oh.
What's the matter? You swallow something, yeah?
No, I'm just saying hello to a worm I know.
Oh.
You work very late at your salon, don't you, eh?
Excuse me?
Yeah, cutting hairs, shaving whiskers, it keeps you up very late.
No, I just stop in the night there because my mama is trying to marry me.
Isn't that again the law?
No, not to her, to Betty Bonetti. I'd rather stay in my salon and at home with her all the time. It's a Coronation Street, the Coronation Street. Oh, it's terrible.
Yes, I know what you mean.
See. Si.
By the way, how's Elsie Tanner these days?
Mamma mia, there's no escape. It's getting late now, eh? So, mister, I gotta go, so arrivederci.
Bye-bye, and thanks for the chat.
It's my pleasure.
It was very kind of you. I don't get much chance to talk to anyone these days.
No, except the owls and the mice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't forget the worms.
No.
Oh, they'll get very upset if
no,
you
no,
forget
no,
them.
I don't forget no worms. I say, well, ciao, I say, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's better. It'll be warmer when I get into the salon. Now the keys. Where I put the keys? Oh, Tony, you're stupid, eh? When I change the trousers, I not change the keys, mamma mia, eh? No? Si. Oh, I know. It's the hanky. So, I wrap around the hand and I make the little break into the glass. See? I put my hand in and...
Right! You! Hold it! Up against the wall.
What?
You heard me. Freeze.
Si, it's cold tonight.
Up against that wall.
Oh, it's the hold up. Oh, hey, look. I ain't got no money. I don't know where no jewels. I ain't got nothing. You can take all I got, which is a nothing.
Very funny. Right, turn round. Let's have a look at you.
I see you, a constable.
Well, this is the last air salon you'll be trying to wreck.
Wreck? A salon? You think I am the one who does the wrecking?
Don't come the innocent with me.
Mamma mia!
We've been watching all the salons in this area, and well, son, you are nicked.
No, look, I tell you.
Now, you just stay put while I contact the station.
But you got the wrong man, it's not me. This is my salon.
Shut up, I'm trying to listen.
Look, you make the big mistake. I am the boss of this salon. I am a Tony.
Will you shut up?
Look, all I'm trying to say...
PC 417 to base. Do you read? Over. I can never get this thing tuned in.
Look, let me see.
Look, you stay where you are. I've got judo.
It's okay. I have had everything except chicken pox.
Repeat, receiving you, 417. Come in.
I've got him, Sarge. The bloke we're after, the salon wrecker. Caught him trying to get into another salon.
Okay, 417, bring him in.
Right away, Sarge.
Is he giving you any trouble?
I'd like to see him try. Over and out. You're not going to give me any trouble, are you?
Day.
All right, let's have you. Over here.
Here, you get your hands off of my suit.
Oh, come on, quieten down.
Hey, it's you, Sergeant.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you know him, eh? Got a record.
I don't understand. What's all this?
The hair salon wrecker. Caught him trying to get into Tony's unisex salon.
Well, he would be. He owns it.
Eh?
See? You tell him, Sergeant.
This is Tony Fischetti. He cuts my hair himself.
Gee.
Well, what were you doing? It's a bit late, you know.
Well, I was going to sleep there.
Well, what's wrong with home?
Well, it's my mama, you know. We have the little differences. She say this, I say that. In a moment, to become a big row. She says, I don't stop in the house. I say, no, I don't stop in the house. She say, get out. She say, go, so I go, and everything gets a big row. So I go, huh? You understand?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's not the mad salon wrecker, then?
I tell you, but you don't listen.
Well, what a choker. And I thought I'd made my first arrest. I got page one of my notebook already.
Well, I'll keep the book open. We haven't got this wrecker yet. Now get back on patrol.
All right, Sarge. But if you ask me, he behaves like a lunatic.
He can talk. Who do you think he is, eh? Starsky and Crutch.
Well, it's not his fault, Tony. He's a new lad, and we've been under a lot of pressure. Muggings, vandals, robbings, and this nutter going around wrecking hair salons just about puts a tin hat on it. If you want my advice, I think you'd better not go back to your salon tonight.
No, but where else can I go?
You can always go home.
Never. I die rather than go back home.
Well, that could be the alternative.
Hey.
Well, I'm not letting you stay in that salon tonight with this maniac on the loose. If necessary, I shall keep you in the cells overnight.
Huh? On what charge?
See,
you can't think of one, you great big nincompoopy.
Abusive language.
Huh?
Insulting a police officer.
When did I do that?
Do you know how much a bottle of tomato ketchup costs?
No.
Right, failing to assist a police officer in his inquiries. There, I think that'll do. Harris! Take Mr. Fuchetti down to the cells for the night and see that he's comfortable.
You can't do this.
Go on, Harris. Take him down.
I never cut your hair again. If I do, I cut it all off. You don't hear the last of this. I demand to see you, my mom. And my mom. My mother.
Mamma mia. Where is my Domio? Santa Teresa, what have you done with him?
The Cawthorpe residence.
Hello, Herr Mr. Cawthorpe?
Aye. Who? What?
Mr. Cawthorpe. He's a Mrs. Fuchetti here. Tony's mama.
Do you know what time it is?
Si, and I'm sorry to trouble you at this hour.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, I'm usually walking round him in pyjamas at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, is Sir Tony with you?
Indeed not, madam. This is a respectable house.
He said he wasn't going to spend the night at the salon. I just phoned him, and he don't answer.
Well, maybe he went to Maisie's.
No. I just phoned Maisie. He's not there. Oh, Mr. Cawthorpe, I think maybe the salon wrecker has wrecked the salon. And I think maybe my Tonio is dead.
Oh, well, in that case, it's hardly worth going out in the cold. We can have a look in the morning.
Mr. Cawthorpe, please, I need your help.
Yes, all right, yes. Look, well, I'll tell you what, I'll meet you at the salon in half an hour. And I think I'd better phone Maisie and let her know what's going on. I mean, if we can't sleep, I don't see why she should.
Police? What? You've lost your tomcat? Well, it is 3 o'clock in the morning, madam. Maybe he's busy. Well, doing whatever tomcats do at 3 o'clock in the morning. Is he spayed? No, he's a Persian, right. All right, madam, we'll keep an eye out for him. He answers to the name of what, madam? Sweetie Pussykins. Right, fine. Sweetie Pussykins, no wonder he left home.
Hey, Sarge!
Yes, what is it, 417?
I've done it this time.
Hey?
Yeah, the salon wrecker. Actually, it's a gang. We never thought of that, did we?
No.
Lucky I went out again, back to that Tony's place, walked straight into them. They were trying to break in, but I nicked them.
Good lad, wheel them in.
Mind, I had to call for reinforcements. They're a tough lot, especially the old lady.
Old lady?
Yeah. Bring him in.
What are you doing?
I'm going to phone the Mrs. Prime Minister. I'm going to phone the Vatican.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
I've done it this time, haven't I, Sarge?
Not half you haven't. Morning, Mrs. Fucetti, Maisie, Stanley.
This is the outrage.
You know them, Sarge?
Yes, yeah, that bloke you brought in earlier. This is his mum and his employees.
Oh, no, not my day, is it, Sarge?
Why don't you go and have a cuppa? Leave this to me, eh?
Right, Sarge.
Hey, stop that man. He's a criminal. He accosted me in the street.
No, he didn't, Mrs. Fucetti.
You telling me what he did? I was there. Then he grabbed my arm after I kick him up the shins. He's a criminal.
No, Mrs. Fucetti, he's a policeman.
Then arrest him.
I'll have a word with him, I promise. Now, what's been going on?
We just went round to the salon. Tony's disappeared.
My poor bambino, he is dead.
Oh, there, Mrs. Fucetti, wipe your eyes on my pajama jacket.
Get it?
Oh, yes, you'll be all right, so long as the police don't put two and two together.
What do you mean, to put the twosie and the twosie together?
Well, last night you were under lock and key, and last night was the first night that no salon was wrecked.
Oh, Stanley, you don't mean...
Hey, what are you suggesting?
Well, it's possible, you know. I mean, amazing what some people do without knowing, in their sleep.
Really?
Oh, yes. What? Oh. I knew a traffic warden in Kuala Lumpur. Well known. Well known he was as a sleepwalker. Yes, he did more in his sleep, that man, than most people do when they're awake. Do you know, I remember one night...
Shut up, I don't listen to you no more. Shut up, aye.
Oh, come on, Tony, I'm only pulling your legs.
Look, it's no matter for pulling the legs.
Oh, come on, Tony.
Look, it's a fun at you, but it's not making me laugh. I'm going out. To get some fresh air. And maybe I don't ever come back.
Oh, well, he has taken it to heart, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Mind, I'd never thought it of you, Stanley. But you can be a bit of a tease, can't you?
Yeah, well, maybe I shouldn't have just, you know...
Oh, don't worry. He'll be all right when he's calmed down.
Good morning.
What? Good morning.
I'm glad I saw you today.
Look, I'm sorry. If you wanted the natters, I am sorry. I don't feel like it today. You better talk to the worms.
I've talked to them already.
Oh.
I was hoping I'd see you again.
See?
I wanted to say thanks for talking to me yesterday. People don't normally talk to me, you know.
Oh?
No, especially hairdressers. Do you know one threw me out of his shop just 2 weeks ago?
No.
Just because I started talking to his shaving brushes. Very interesting conversationalist shaving brushes are.
Is that at all?
Anyway, I've had my own back on hairdressers since then.
You mean...
I was going to do another one last night, yes. But after you being so nice, talking to me like you did, it didn't seem right.
You mean you wrecked all those salons?
I'm off to give myself up now, yes. Here, do you reckon they'll have mice in the cells for me to talk to?
Yes, I tell you what.
What?
I go with you to the police station, if you like, eh? Keep you company, I know the sergeant there, and I can introduce you. Eh?
Would you really? Oh, that is kind of you.
It's okay. It's no trouble.
I used to be a hairdresser once, you know, years ago. That's when all my trouble started.
See, I think I know how you feel. Come on. And make sure they look after you proper.
You've been listening to Tony's by Jim Eldridge, starring Victor Spinetti as Tony, Derek Giler as Stanley, and Deborah Watling as Maisie. Also this week, Norma Ronald featured as Mama, Robert Gillespie as the Tramp, Mike Grady as the Constable, and Edward Kelsey as the Sergeant. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson.